Episódio 4. Theory of Cooperative Freedom for Online Education, an Annotated Bibliography. The next four articles are the result of the research and study of the Theory of Cooperative Freedom for the course Processos Pedagógicos em Learning. The analysis associated with each article reflects my learning outcomes from this course activity. Article 1. The Hexagon of Cooperative Freedom, a Distance Education Theory Attuned to Computer Conferencing. The Theory of Cooperative Freedom was published as an article in 1982 by Morten Flat Pulse, who presented it as a theory for autonomy and independence to support distance education. In this first approach, the author defends that students should decide the level of autonomy they want for their educational progress, because distant students need cooperation as well as freedom. The main goal of this theory is to develop a distance education system that combines freedom for individual with group cooperation. He defends that the term freedom must be contextualized in the hexagon of cooperative freedom, giving flexibility for students' personal learning progress. The hexagon of cooperative freedom is based in six vectors: time, space, base, medium, access, and content. These vectors combined allow us to understand how much conditions a student faces for developing a feeling of belonging in or out a group activity. Paulsen visions for the developing of a new approach and frameworks for distance education is well expressed in the conclusion of the article. Future adult students will seek individual flexibility and freedom. At the same time, they need group collaboration and social unity. Computer conference, when integrated with other media, can be the means of joining freedom and unity into truly flexible, cooperative distance education programs. Article 2. Cooperative Online Education. This second article shows the development of ideas in the theory of cooperative freedom, presented in the first article. One of the first things to stand out in the article is the conceptualization of learning styles: individual learning, collaborative learning, and cooperative learning. Although there is some mismatch with other authors, Martin Flatpulse defends that collaborative learning requires participation in a learning community, but limits individual flexibility. One may say that collaborative learning requires that students sink or swim together, and cooperative learning focuses on opportunities to encourage both individual flexibility and affinity to a learning community. Cooperative learning seeks to foster some benefits from individual freedom and other benefits from cooperation in online learning communities. With these well-defined concepts, the importance of cooperation within a learning community is enhanced as one vital factor for students' engagement in online courses. For Paulsen, cooperation should be voluntary, but attractive and appealing, allowing students to be visible as potential partners and resources for others. These ideas have been applied in the NKY cooperative philosophy for online learning that facilitates individual freedom within a learning community, in which online students serve as mutual resources without being dependent on each other. But evaluation of this educational approach has been a challenge for NKI, that has been developing tools such forms of questionnaires and evaluation forms and earned quality barometer, which continuously records evaluation data and presents dynamic reports on important indicators of quality. In this article, are also shown strategies for assessment, social networking, and asynchronous communication. These efforts from NKY are being well received by students that themselves through survey responses, allowing NKY administrators to conclude that cooperative learning philosophy and incremental development of cooperative tools and service has been received positively by the respondents. Article 3. Learning Partner – Opportunities for Cooperation in Distant Learning. In this short article, it is shown that learning philosophy at Norwegian Knowledge Institute, NKI, Distance Education, a non-governmental education institution based in Norway, operating in both traditional distance education and large-scale integration of technology into distance education. With a long experience in distance education, the NKI has been developing a framework for online students based on the theory of cooperative freedom that supports individual freedom within a learning community in which online students serve as mutual resources without being dependent on each other. This approach has been developed by NKI online courses with the support of self-developed LMS that allow students to choose their learning plans and decide how much they want to participate in a learning community. With this new service, NKI expects that student satisfaction will improve and, eventually, it will contribute to increased enrollment. This article also shows examples of two students' experience that illustrates different contexts for their user interaction within the communication. Article 4. Transparency in Cooperative Online Education. This article has a very interesting starting point. What is the potential of social networking within cooperative online education? In an education system that seeks to develop virtual learning environments that allow students to have optimal individual freedom within online learning communities, how can it be possible to integrate the characteristics of social networking? The used approach is to promote transparency between students. The term transparency is described as the ability for students and teachers insight to each other's activities and resources. Transparency means that you and your doings are visible to fellow students and teachers within a learning environment. That approach has been developed by the implementation of personal pages that provides opportunities for personalization. The individual can choose the look and content of the page, much as what social networking service like Facebook provides. This is not only useful for students itself, but also for other students that may want to connect with other personal pages of other individual through subscriptions and notifications, allowing socialization. The socialization between students promotes cooperative learning, as it's shown in the conclusions of the article. In the perspective of theory of cooperative freedom, the special kind of communication and interaction afforded by social networking sites is interesting and has pedagogical potential. The potential of social networking lies within transparency and the ability to create awareness among students.